Hey, you've reached Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli. Our topic today is blood bought. Now, that's kind of strange, isn't it? When you buy something, you don't usually use blood to buy it, do you? And yet God bought us back from sin through the blood of Jesus. Isn't that something? He bought our redemption with the blood of Christ. And I'll tell you how the story goes so you understand it. Way back when man first sinned, God killed an innocent, spotless animal and took the skins and made clothing for Adam and Eve. That in itself was a picture of the blood-bought redemption. It was showing that our sin had to be covered with blood. And this practice went on through the ages. The Day of Atonement in the Old Testament is when they brought the spotless lamb as a sacrifice for the redemption of man. And that picture remained until the ultimate sacrifice could be made, which is that of Jesus of Nazareth. So the blood redeems. There's another picture that's really, really important. That is with Cain and Abel. These were all foreshadows. Cain brought a sacrifice to God of that which he grew from the ground, fruits and vegetables, I imagine, where Abel brought a sacrifice of the slain lamb. And so Abel had a more acceptable or perfect sacrifice because it was continuing the process of understanding what it will cost to redeem man. And of course, Abel's was accepted and Cain's was not. Now that kind of goes on with the world today, is we want to bring to God the labor of our hands coming from a source like the earth that had been cursed by God. And that's what religion is all about. It's I. On the other hand, Abel's sacrifice was not all about me. It was all about the blood that would be sacrificed for his sins. And he understood the great, great price that was being paid. And so now we come to the time when Jesus comes, as mentioned in the scriptures, as prophesied in Isaiah, where he said, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was laid upon him. The other is Jesus himself that said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, John 3:16. Therein is the blood sacrifice. My friend, you and I are bought with a price, and it's the precious blood of Jesus. It's a blood-bought redemption. And it's so, so important that you understand that, because that's the grace of God at work. And it's by grace that we are saved through faith. And it's the unmerited favor of God, which is grace, through faith, our believing that, that redeems us. And the faith is in the blood of Christ. That's why the Apostle John could say in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That cleansing process is the blood of Jesus that washes away our sins, constantly, continually washing away our sins. So today, consider how great a price was paid for your salvation, so you could walk with God, and as the scripture says, your sins be cleansed from you and taken away, washed away, and the righteousness of God being placed in you. That now you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That's what the Bible says. It's a great thing, worthy of our praise, our loyalty, and adoration. So think about it today. God bless you, and have a great day.